Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. Almost forgot which podcast this was for a minute. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. It's been a while. Hope you guys missed me. I mean, I hope you didn't miss me. I hope you guys were living your lives just fine without me. But I am back. It has been a while. It's good to be back. Been doing a bunch of more podcasts with Everyone Knows You're High recently and focusing on that since we've had a bunch of things happening here in Hawaii regarding cannabis legalization recently. So been staying abreast of all that. And then we had the Stone Ninja on recently just to kind of cut the tension because it's a heated debate in Hawaii whether or not cannabis should be legal. And we're at that point now where the latest bill has died and did not make it through to whatever next governing body would have made a decision. You know, a lot of people are sad about that, and a lot of people are glad about that. I wouldn't say they're happy. I mean, everybody wants to see this plant legalized and free for adults to use responsibly, but it just happens that our powers that be just don't want it to happen. And it's crazy because something I heard was that like the law enforcement was lobbying, like I don't know who exactly was against it, but they were talking about it, and I don't feel that law enforcement should be lobbying for any law for or against it, whatever that law may be, because that's not their job. Their job is to just enforce the law. So just shut up and enforce the law. Don't tell people why this would be bad because you're not fully informed or you're just lying, because the money that comes from this law enforcement programs, you know, puts money in people's pockets. It's their salaries. They get bonuses off of it, and departments are funded by it. And I can get the point where people would lose their jobs, which would suck, but find a new job because you're fighting in a war that's just ongoing and unwinnable at this point, this war on drugs that we've been sold as a thing. But yeah, welcome. This show is brought to you by The Grow Guru. Check him out. The only guru that will not lure you into some weird cult and take all your money and try to rape your wife. So go check him out on Instagram, The Grow Guru Hawaii. But fucking, yeah, so it didn't pass. I mean, I would hope that it would pass, but the way they had this law set up, it just, there was a lot of like things missing and things that could have been better, a lot of people feel. So, I mean, there's both arguments, right? Just pass it to get something through and like, at least we get something. Or like, wait and do it till you have the actual correct, right bills or whatever you want to pass through, the laws, regulations, all that stuff. Make sure everything's set up perfectly and then try to go pass them. So, I mean, I can hear both sides of the argument. And this year it didn't go through. Our governor, Josh Green, said in an interview that he would be willing to, like, change the medical requirements for getting a medical card, which would, like, relax it a little bit so that, like, more ailments would be acceptable under the program, which essentially would open it up to, like, everybody, basically, because, I mean, you could say you have a headache and you could probably get it, which I think a lot of the public would be like, fuck yeah, I'll do that shit, just register, do that, but it's still just putting all that money back into the hands of the dispensaries. Which is, I think, what a lot of the big farmers are voicing their opinion against, is these big business, these big money dispensaries that already exist here in Hawaii. They just are getting, they're getting the green light. Yes, it sounds like everybody's getting legal weed and all this good stuff, but it's just the green light on these big dispensaries to like establish their monopoly straight away. And shitty. So a lot of people didn't want it. And we're probably going to have more of those people on Everyone Knows You're High to talk about it. So if you want to check that out, you should go follow there. And then while you're following that, you should follow this podcast. Remind you early this time. But yeah, a lot has happened since I've been away. Yeah, a lot has happened. Shall we get into it? My wife's almost going to give birth soon. I mean, it's less than a month away. Number four, and then I'm closing the door. Going to start looking into that vasectomy. I should probably start looking into it already. I'm actually at that age where I should probably start fucking looking into my general overall health as a middle-aged man. And maybe middle age is being generous. But, yeah, I got to get my overall physical health checked out because it's been a while. It's been a while. And then I can ask him then about getting that vasectomy so I don't accidentally make any more babies. Wink. But, yeah, so let's talk about it. I fucking came prepared this episode, something you guys probably are not used to. Yeah. Let's fucking get into the old news because this shit happened a long time ago, but I haven't talked about it. You guys haven't heard me talk about it. And if you guys have anything to add, let me know. Fill me in because I'm trying to keep up, but life is busy. Work is busy. Having three kids is busy. Having a pregnant wife is busy. Having a cramp in my left foot is busy right now. God damn it. All right, so big news. One big thing that had happened was the barge that hit that bridge in Baltimore and fucking collapsed it. That was pretty nuts. I don't know if you guys saw the video of that. That's crazy because that's one of the major corridors for like U.S. like shipping and like the supply chain and all that shit. So like, having that inaccessible to boats is really detrimental to just like moving commerce across the country. And the video is crazy. Like you can see cars driving on it. So it was open But luckily, all of those cars had gotten off of it. Unfortunately, there was like construction being done on it at that time. So there's like six workers that are missing or were missing at the time. I don't know if they've recovered them yet. I don't know where they're at. See, that's the thing. I'm trying to talk about this shit now, even though it happened a long time ago. And it's not like I've been keeping up and have new updates for you. But I just think it's crazy. And people are speculating that this was some sort of cyber attack on the boat. People are saying it's super easy to take over the controls of these things. In the video, it looks like it loses power twice. Well, I mean, that's what the video looks like. I'm pretty sure that is what happened. So people are speculating that, you know, it lost control of its steering. And then people are saying, no, you can still steer those things with no power. There's backups and all this kind of stuff. And like all these conspiracies, which is crazy, which with all that's going on in the world right now, I mean, it's just one more thing to add to the list of shit that's happening, right? People are pointing out that in the Obama movie, what is that? Leave the World Behind or whatever it's called. That there's a big barge that crashes into the shore of a beach. So, I mean, predictive programming, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But so it was a foreign boat that was actually leaving the harbor to go somewhere, and it hit one of the support columns of the bridge, and it pretty much collapsed immediately, the entire thing. Which I'm not a structural engineer, so I don't know. Yeah, I believe that's possible. I mean, people were saying that, you know, it's maybe demolished on purpose. Maybe it was rigged to fall easy. I don't know about all that. But people were pointing out connections with, like, the ship and the country. And, like, it's like a Singapore ship. And I don't know, all these connections. I'm not going to... I didn't get into all of that shit, so I don't really know. But coincidentally, or maybe not coincidentally, I don't know if you believe in coincidences, but there were other bridges that were hit with ships or had significant damage done to them right around the same time as that. There was a one in Oklahoma and Arkansas, and then one in Turkey. And so that's kind of interesting. I don't know. It's, I don't know if you believe in coincidences or not, but to have all these shipping barges or just these bridges in over waterways that are important to like transportation or commerce just to get fucking fucked up by accidents, you know? Who knows? Could be a master plan to just fucking slowly chip away at our economy to make everything just more difficult. More difficult than it already fucking is. God damn it. Or maybe it's just legit fucking incompetence. Could be they're hiring, what is it called? DEI? Diversity, inclusion, diversity, equity, and inclusion hires, which is like lowering the standard for actual, like the jobs that they're doing. It's like lowering the standard for hiring. People are pointing out that those could be the reasons why there were these malfunctions or just mishaps with all these Boeing planes. Maybe Boeing is getting into that sort of diverse hiring, and it's having this detrimental detrimental effect on their overall safety rating, for Christ's sakes. I also heard that, or I read that there's military ships that are trapped in the harbor, or that were, I don't know. By the time this comes out, all this could be cleaned up and done already. Guaranteed the bridge is not built, but at least maybe they got the shit out of the way so shit can resume like normal. But if not, there were some military ships that were stuck in there, and this happened right around the time when Russia was moving their own military warships into the Red Sea with all that's going on over there between Russia and Ukraine and just the craziness that's related to that, because Nobody wants war. Nobody wants people to die. Well, that, I mean, I like to believe that that's the case. However, there are people out there who are chanting and championing, like, Ukraine having the might to fight back. And, like, I don't know, it's just, it's weird because the people, on one hand, who are saying, like, stop the war, all this stuff, no more foreign wars, but they're also at the same time, like, yeah, 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 but go Ukraine. And the United States is funding Ukraine or giving them things or however they're doing it. Accidentally giving them billions of dollars. And the same, it's just hypocritical. And yeah, I mean, I've heard it a few places already, and I'm not politically savvy enough to know, but I mean, from what I've heard, I mean, we're on the brink of World War III with Russia, with Iran, with all these countries who have, like, you know, friendships with Russia over this Ukraine shit, because they keep pushing the boundary of this NATO line that they said they would never cross. And it's like all these markers that Putin had said, like, if they do this, then I'm gonna fucking do this. Like, it's on, bitch. And, like, we did it. Like, there's, I mean, we say it's not doing it, but if you look at what people are reporting, like, it is happening. And if people are reporting on it, then how can the Russian government not know it's occurring, right? And then how the fuck is, like, it not popping off already? But they're talking about, like, inviting Ukraine into NATO now. Which is one of the things, like, Putin was saying. Like, I don't want all these fucking NATO countries on my border. And then slowly they just kept creeping closer. It's like, oh, we're not, like, Ukraine's not a NATO country. But, like, you know, all these NATO countries are helping them out and, like, having their back. And I don't know. Maybe I should stay out of this world politics shit and move on to this next story about P. Diddy. I'm sure you've all heard by now that Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy, or Daddy, as Meek Mills likes to call him, Combs, was, his homes were raided on, like, human trafficking charges or, like, I don't know, pedophilia charges. Like, there's a lot of claims coming out now. Now that he's, like, it's official, like, he's gotten popped, fucking everybody's coming out about, like, the Diddy parties and all this shit, and, like, they all knew, and, like, people are pointing to fucking interviews with rappers and, like, Cat Williams and, what's his name, Orlando Brown, all these people talking about these parties and, like, just, you know, alluding to the things that we're learning now, but way back then when maybe it wasn't safe to say anything just straight up. But imagine now, all these people are coming forward just, like, straight up because he's on the run. I guess when they announced that they were raiding his houses, he has a private jet that, like, left from LA and flew to New York or something, or Florida, and then flew to the Bahamas and disappeared. And one thing I heard is that, like, Jay-Z has a private island in the Bahamas and they're connected somehow. And people are saying, like, Diddy was, like, the hip-hop version of Jeffrey Epstein, where he would have these parties and get all these celebrities to come over and do crazy shit and film it and capture it and now have blackmail material on them. Or maybe if he would just fuck you if you wanted to. Because there was this leaked audio of allegedly, all this is alleged, I must say, please. Let me, if I make anything more clear than this, this is all alleged. And allegedly, there is this leaked audio of Meek Mills and Puff Daddy fucking some guy, I'm not even sure who he is, was saying that he was there and he heard them going at it. And he had his cell phone up to the door, so he recorded it. And you can hear two dudes smacking cheeks. And it sounds pretty fucking brutal. Someone's taking an ass beating in that one. And allegedly, it's not Diddy. But there's other celebrities who are being named in these court documents. Cuba Gooding Jr., fucking Meek Mills, Jay-Z, all these people that Diddy associated with. And yeah, it doesn't look good. People are calling him the Diddler, which is funny, I guess. I mean, there's better jokes than that, but people really seem to find that one funny. The internet has latched on to the Diddler and are running with that as his new persona. But yeah, people point to, like, what did he do with Usher? What did he do with Justin Bieber? All these artists that he mentored from this younger, impressionable age. Like, what was really going on at his fucking, like, bump and grind boot camp or whatever the fuck it was called? That's probably not it. But yeah, a lot of artists had passed through the, you know, windful wing of Diddy and have gone on to have these illustrious careers and soar to these levels of fame that not all artists get. And you wonder, what did they have to do to fucking get there? And if you listen to what people like Professor Griff of Public Enemy have been saying for fucking years and years and years, and what underground artists have been alluding to for years and years and years, is that, like, these motherfuckers got to make sacrifices to be able to get to the level that they're at. And P. Diddy was at this level that he could be making the calling the shots and getting people to make the sacrifices or make the choices to, you know, succumb to the desires of fame and do what Daddy asks. Do what Diddy asks. There's a lot of other shit that happened. That's all what I took notes on. I actually came prepared again. Like I said, this time I fucking, like, tried to put a podcast together for you people. Like, actual podcast. I also did want to talk about some upcoming things that are going to happen or that are happening on Monday, April 8th. That'll be yesterday when this comes out. So this will kind of be an interesting experience to see, based on these fresh predictions, what actually of these transpires or what the results of some of these things or these stories that are happening, experiments of the like. The first big thing I guess we should start with is the solar eclipse. That's the celestial hierarchy, I suppose. Like, things that happen in the heavens should probably come first. But there is a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse that's going to pass over the United States and parts of Mexico. It's going to, I think it's from, like, kind of southwest to northeasterly direction. But that's going to happen. And there's some interesting things that I heard and read about it. Some of the significance of it is that there was actually a recent eclipse that happened back in October. And the path that one made across the United States, going like this way, and the one that it's making now going this way, makes like a cross over the United States. Which I don't know what that means, but I don't know. You can read into that what you might, but people are alluding that like X marks the spot. I couldn't really find it again, but I saw somebody point out that makes like the first letter or some letter in like the ancient Hebrew writing, Proto-Hebrew, I think they were saying. And then if you go back further to like the next previous solar eclipse that happened, that one made like another line going in another direction, which made like this kind of sideways looking A. And that one's supposed to be like the last letter of Proto-Hebrew, but I don't know anything about that, so don't believe what you see, everything you see on the internet. I read this that it says that the path is going to pass over 6 to 8 towns called Nineveh, which is also the name of some old town from the Bible. And it's an interesting name to have. And it's kind of interesting that there's that many of them in the United States. Nineveh, Tennessee, Nineveh, wherever the fuck. But that's kind of an interesting fact. I heard somewhere, it was on an Instagram video, I'm sure, that the other one that happened in October passed over a bunch of other towns that all had the same name as some other biblical fucking town. So that's also interesting. It'd be interesting to know what the association between these towns are. Like, what happened in these towns? Are they just like boring fucking towns, or did like something significant happen there? Like something that could be metaphorically digested and regurgitated now to make sense of what's happening on the 8th. But who knows? Our government does have some warnings for us, thankfully. Our government is concerned. They're canceling school at a bunch of places, which I didn't really understand. But if all these other warnings kind of pan out, or if that's like something they're really concerned about, then that may be a reason to cancel schools. But I feel like there was an eclipse when I was in elementary school. I don't remember exactly which grade, but we were at school, or maybe it was summer school. But yeah, they just gave us our little like solar peeper sunglasses and let us go outside and watch it, and just told us don't fucking look at it without it. And I think everybody followed the rules. Pretty sure. But yeah, I don't know, like canceling school is like necessary because it's going to be dark for 3 fucking minutes, right? That's how long the actual darkness is going to last for people who are in that path of total darkness. But for the rest of us, it ain't shit. Maybe it's only schools in that area. I don't know. But anyway, so these are some of the warnings that our government has for us for Monday, April 8th. They said cell phones may not work due to disturbances in, I don't know what, satellites, I suppose. I don't understand how anything could be anything could have an effect on like cell phones with like the moon and the sun, unless there's some gravitational or magnetic fields that get fucked up, but I have no idea. So just be ready for that. Your cell phone's probably not gonna work. They warn you to fill your gas tank because every time something happens in the world, you got to fill your gas tank. And if anything happens in Hawaii, everybody's going to line up and get all their fucking gas cans and line up at all the gas stations. It's going to be all nuts. I remember one year, I don't know if it was a fucking hurricane or what it was happening, but there was a mad rush on gas. And the one Safeway by my house was backed up so far. And then I drove down the road to this Texaco and it was completely empty. And I asked the guy, I was like, bro, what's going on? He's like, did you run out of gas? And he's like, oh no. I was just like, he's like, I just don't think people know I'm down here. And then even the next one down, the 7-Eleven had a gas station, and even that one wasn't even busy. And like, there's a third one down further in Eva Beach that was like, nobody was going there. Everybody was just at Safeway. Because they think, oh, see if we get choke pumps, so it's not going to be busy. So they just go there on their way home without chancing it and going further past and just seeing if there's another one. And they just, you fucked up, bro. Just got in and out. Emergency averted. Since you're here, I'll tell you the next one, Mr. Guru. The government warns for Monday during the eclipse to stock up on food. I haven't gotten to that yet. Don't spoil it yet. I'm getting to that. But yeah, stock up on food and embrace for traffic, probably because everybody's going to be trying to get food and stock up on it. And they're probably trying to get gas.
Did they mention like how long to stock food?
I don't know. I think the usual like good rule of thumb time span is 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks amount of food. Nobody has that much money to buy that much food right now. Food is so goddamn expensive. You kind of like already have like reserves. Thankfully, my mother-in-law has kind of had this prepper mentality for a little bit. Not like extreme prepper, but like, you know, just being prepared prepper. And we have those buckets of food and like all that kind of shit for like disaster. So we'd be good.
You know what's a good investment? Buying a freeze dryer.
Oh, and freeze dry your own food.
It's $2,000. Mm-hmm. Freeze dry all your fucking food. And that way you know it's proper sourced MRE, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, my mother-in-law's pretty right-leaning, and I'm hoping that these right-wing fucking food source bunker supply people are probably thinking, like, nah, we should probably put good quality shit in our shit. You know what I mean? Like, they ain't trying to rip people off and put...
They're trying to make it cheap, because...
That's true, too.
It's like you're selling insurance, right? You don't really know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're selling people on the premise of, it might happen, so let's prep up for it.
Yeah. But that's the thing, right? When it gets to that 24-year mark, it's about to expire, and you just bust them out and just have a party. I don't remember, because it's not like you got to keep paying for it. You buy it once and it's it. Yeah.
I think, like, renewable food is the way to go.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, start growing your chickens now for Monday. Because when the eclipse happens, you're fucked, apparently. Duck eggs aren't going to be a problem with EMPs. Duck egg. Never heard of people eating duck egg before. Nope. Is that what the sandwich you just ate was, duck egg sandwich? But yeah, there you have it. That's your warnings from the government, and your advice from the guru is start growing your own food so that way you don't have to fucking worry. But yeah, I mean, for an eclipse, did they make this many warnings the last time an eclipse happened? I can't remember. Like, we're in Hawaii. We're such a small plot of land that, like, it's rare that we catch full eclipses because it's got to be, like, accurate. It's got to be, like, aiming at us, which rarely happens. But yeah, so get ready. So he fucking mentioned it. I was going to mention it next. But yeah, NASA's firing rockets into the eclipse, which isn't accurate. They're not shooting rockets into the eclipse. What they're doing is they have these three rockets called the Atmospheric Perturbations Around Eclipse Path rockets, or the PEP rockets, which are going to study the disturbances in the ionosphere created when the moon passes in front of the sun. Okay. So we'll see. Maybe because they don't know what's going to happen when that happens, thus the warnings, but whatever. Could be not. The thing is, here's what people are pointing out, and is that APEP, is also the name for an Egyptian god, also known as Apophis in Greek, but he's the Egyptian god of chaos, or Apep is, I don't know if it's a male or female, but Apep is the Egyptian god of chaos, and it's depicted as a serpent who devours the sun and is in this eternal battle with the sun god Ra, and every night Apep eats the sun, thus darkness, and Ra and Apep battle it out, and every morning Ra wins, and the sun rises again on a grateful land. So that's also quite interesting, because these motherfuckers love their symbolism. And apparently, there's also, so CERN in like the Netherlands or somewhere in like Europe, I think it's the Netherlands, Switzerland maybe, has their Large Hadron Collider that they're also going to be turning on Monday, April 4th, And I think their local time, it's like 3:33 p.m. Again, with the fucking symbolism and the numbers. These fuckers, they love it. But they're going to be smashing some particles together in their Hadron Collider to try and find this invisible particle that they say is like at the center of everything that like animates the universe or some shit. It's pretty heavy, some heavy shit. I don't know about all that, but it's just interesting that on the day of the eclipse, on the day that they're launching these shuttles aimed at the sun or eclipse to measure the changes by the eclipse that have the same name as an Egyptian god that eats the sun. And then CERN, who's been accused of some pretty shady shit, is also going to smash some particles together in some fucking hair-brain scheme or experiment. Some people theorize that the last time they did this, this is what caused us to shift fucking timelines or whatever, and this Mandela effect that people talk about that maybe you're familiar with or heard of is a result of that, and all these weird shared mismemories that people seem to experience are a result of that. And CERN has done some weird stuff with opening ceremonies and symbolism in their stuff, and it's just kind of interesting. So yeah, we'll see what happens. That's fucking Monday, so that's yesterday already, so we'll see. Hopefully nothing bad happened with all that shit. Hopefully everything was fine. Everything was just another Monday. Hopefully NASA got some good data out of their rockets and know exactly what happens to the ionosphere when an eclipse happens, because that's super important. Hopefully you didn't have to beat anybody up for that last can of Spam or toilet paper or in line at Costco gas. And, you know, you were already gassed up. You prepared. Maybe you fucking knew this was coming and you went on Saturday or Sunday. You're already ready. But whatever the case is, if you run into people out there in this mad rush to stock up, just be cool to everybody, man. Be nice, dude. Everybody's just a little probably panicked. Everybody's a little scared. Just be nice. Be graceful, bro. Just give everybody a little space. Okay? Be patient. In the parking lots, in the lines. You know, fuck. Try your best not to fight over the last things. I mean, shit happens, bro. But it is what it is. I'm probably going to have this scheduled to come out. So, you know, if the internet still exists, but we don't, then this will be there. If not, if Monday, April 8th was the last day on Earth, or maybe we shifted times, another timeline shift or something, or parallel universe thing happens, then maybe this will be out here as evidence of what was before that. And now, yeah, I think that's a good place to end it. Yeah, that's good. Just thank you guys again for joining. It was nice having this podcast for the time I did. Hopefully I see you on the other side of the eclipse. If I do and this makes it out, be sure to check out the sponsors of the podcast, The Grow Guru. Check them out on Instagram. The Grow Guru Hawaii for all your consulting needs. And stay tuned for the online store, The Guru's Grow Supply, coming soon for all your nutrients, for all your farming needs, basically. Anything you need farming related, just hit up The Guru, and he can help you out. And also, Pakalolo Seeds, Molokai. Sorry, getting a little stoned here. I ate these breath strip edibles earlier, and now they're really starting to set in. Kind of good timing. I'm wrapping it up. But yeah, Pakalolo Seed, Molokai, for all your Hawaii-grown genetics, go check them out on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last but not least, Miko Ferrari at Retro Hawaii. Check them out for throwback gear, man. 80s and 90s shirts, all that good shit. Retro Hawaii on Instagram. Yeah, and be sure to follow and like on YouTube. I'm up to 46 followers now, so I got like two or three more since the last time. So thank you to whoever you are. I love you guys. To all you guys who are watching, I love you guys as well. See you guys next time. Peace.
Take your love away from me. Truly got a